We have a bit of success story for you because, as I mentioned, the Sunderland University Gaelic football team were in Birmingham today for the British Championships, and it's great to report that they've won the Division 4 title, and it's great to be joined on the line by their coach now, Conor Nelligan. Many thanks for joining us, Conor, and congratulations. A great success story down in Birmingham this afternoon.
Oh yeah, thanks a million, Gavin. It's great to be on. She's over the moon now, to be honest. The whole team are so happy. Coming down here, like, we were expecting to do well, but come back with a trophy now is way over our expectations.
Definitely. And you played University of Liverpool and University of Lincoln, Conor, in your two group games this morning. Now, unfortunately, you didn't win those. Were you unlucky in those games?
Well, I suppose, you know, we started slow. It was after a 5-hour coach journey, and
yes,
you know, we didn't really seem to click. So I don't know, it was just a bit of that, a bit of tiredness and a bit of just didn't click. We hadn't played a match in a while, just a bit of inexperience. We played well, so we were a bit unlucky to lose, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're coming back with the trophy now, so we don't really mind.
Exactly, that won't bother you. You went in then to the Division 4 semi-final. That was right, Conor, after losing those two games, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Like, we knew that there would be a consolation prize of a semi-final, so, like, after the matches, we had about an hour break. We kind of sat down with the team, just kind of talked them through, like, noted some points that we had, like, some things that went wrong. We made a few tactical changes. We kind of changed around. We had Tom Churchill centre forward. We moved him back to centre back just to kind of basically to, like, dry up the defence, and that had great effects. In fairness, we moved the ball very well, a lot better in the finals. We had, like, Dyer Chester now, who's in his last year, had an absolute fantastic tournament the whole way through. He really, like, he was definitely probably the player of the tournament for us. He was fantastic.
Very good, very good. And then the final, of course, I believe he took on French opponents in the final and obviously came out on top there.
Yeah, geez, we went into the final and we knew it was going to be a tough game. We watched them the match before and knew they kind of had a tall kind of midfielder.
Yes.
We put Rob Murphy on him and, geez, he dominated him, especially over kickouts. And as you know, like, winning your kickouts is like a recipe for success. Going forward, Jesus, like, we took some great scores. Owen Boner, like, kept the scoreboard ticking over with a couple of frees and a couple of well-taken points. And John McAllister was causing serious problems in there. Ball was launched into him a couple of times and the defenders just couldn't handle him, really. They were swapping players and, he created a couple of goal chances and got a couple of scores himself.
Definitely. And did you beat them by much, Conor, in the end? Was there much in it?
In the final, I think it was 2 goals and 4 points to a goal. It's only 10 minutes aside, so it's important to kind of start
yes.
early and... as we now know, we did, thank God.
Yes, indeed, it's a great success story. And obviously, I was talking to Tom Churchill yesterday. The new GAA rules, they were in operation for this tournament, were they?
Yeah, like as Tom said, the rules were introduced. It was my first experience of them, as well as most of the team. The black card rule, it makes you second think a couple of tackles, but so you kind of cope with it. The mouth guard was a bit of a distraction, alright, you know.
Yeah.
It was my first time wearing it, as a lot of the team, and but like at the end of the day, Joe, you just cope with these things. They're minor inconveniences, so yeah, wasn't too bad.
Exactly. And finally then, Conor, as we were we've had many chats throughout the year, and obviously you upped your training regime after Christmas as well, and going twice a week as well recently, so obviously all the hard work has paid off, and obviously bringing back the trophy, you must be delighted to have coached this team to the title, and obviously the great bunch of lads and the effort they put in.
Oh, like, I can't fault the lads' effort that they put in this year. Like, they've gone hard at training. They've been second to none. Like, I couldn't have worked with a better bunch now. So, like, I've never had any problems with them. They've always responded well. And I think, not only as a team, but as players, like, everyone has improved so much this year. So, hopefully now we can drive it on next year, go up a division or win another title.
Definitely. Well, many thanks for joining us, Conor, and enjoy the celebrations there. And hopefully I might catch up with you maybe tomorrow when you're back in Sunderland.
We will enjoy the celebrations, don't worry about that.
All right, thanks very much. That's University of Sunderland Gaelic football coach Conor Nelligan joining us on the line.